Let us pray. God of light and life, we come before you today eager to hear your truth. Speak to us through your word that we might receive you with open arms, with open minds, with open hearts. For this and all things, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So you know what I love? Riddles. I love riddles. I love brain teasers because they get our mind working. The great thing about a good riddle is that the answer is usually always quite simple. But because we often overthink, because we overanalyze, we seek the most complicated of answers. So I've got a few riddles, and I'll start with an easy one. What occurs once every minute, twice every moment, but never in 100 years? Who knows the answer? Shout it out if you know it. M! Once in a minute, twice in a moment, never in 100 years? Boo! Okay, I got another one. It cannot be seen. It cannot be felt. Cannot be heard, cannot be smelt. It lies behind the stars and under hills, and empty holes it fills. It comes first and follows after. Ends life, kills laughter. What is it? No. Anybody? Nerds will do really well on this one. Yes. The dark. The dark lies behind stars, cannot be seen or felt. I've got one more. What is greater than God? More evil than the devil? The poor have it, the rich need it, and if you eat it, you will die. What is it?
Nothing.
If you eat it, you will die. If you eat nothing, you will die. Nothing is greater than God. Nothing more greater than the devil. Last one, I promise. If a chicken says all chickens are liars, is the chicken telling the truth? Chickens can't talk. Thank you. That's got to be the right answer. Riddles are great, right? Because no matter how hard they are, no matter how simple or complicated the answer, there is an answer. There is a truth. And we human beings have a deep desire to discover the truth of things. This is what we are. At our very core, we are seekers of truth. And it is that drive that causes us to question, to analyze, to understand. Because once we understand something, once we have knowledge about its inner workings, we have power over that thing. And humans crave little more in this world than power, control. It's why we make to-do lists. Right? That we might have some level of control over our most ordinary of days. It's why some questions haunt us deep into the night, keeping us up until we figure it out. Chickens can't talk. In our gospel reading today, we have an excerpt from the Passion Week narrative, the last week of Jesus Christ's life. Here we find Jesus brought before Pilate for questioning. In a way, Pilate is attempting to figure out a riddle of his own by trying to get Jesus to call himself a king. Because how can a man be put to death for calling himself a king if he won't call himself a king?
Pilate must decide whether or not to hand Jesus over for punishment. He must decide whether Christ lives or dies. This is not a riddle that Pilate enjoys working through, because despite all his power and his position, he'd rather not make a decision without all the facts. On the one hand, he represents Caesar, his ruler, his king. But on the other hand, he's genuinely trying to figure out just what this Jesus fellow has done to deserve a death sentence. He asks Jesus over and over again if he thinks himself a king. But he can't get a straight answer. That's the worst kind of answer, right? He's looking for a straight answer and not getting it. In some ways, Pilate's also trying to save Jesus from his own fate. You see, for Pilate, like us, it's not the riddle itself that matters so much, but the answer that matters, the truth. But what is truth, anyway? This is the question that Pilate asked Jesus just after the end of our reading today. Jesus says that he testifies to the truth, and Pilate says, "What is truth?" What is truth? We spend our lives searching for it, but how do we know when we get it? And what about truth in our scriptures? With thousands of years separating us from the authors, how can we hope to discover something true about our own texts? More to the point, if we go to the Bible seeking answers, how can we be sure of those answers if we can't even be sure of what we're reading? Different translation changes a word here, changes a word there, but changes the whole meaning. There are so many questions surrounding the study of the Bible that after a while we start feeling like Pilate. What is truth? All questions, no answers. Or worse, we get answers that we don't understand. We can't get a straight answer. Pilate is trying to figure out if Jesus thinks himself a king. But the problem is that his understanding of king makes it impossible to understand the answer that Christ is offering. That's the problem with truth. It's different for almost every one of us. Yes, there are some things in our lives that every person can admit to be true. The sun rises in the east, sets in the west. We must eat, we must sleep, we must breathe to survive. And chickens can't talk. These are truths, but only because they are certain, and nothing that we do or don't do is going to stop the sun from rising. But what is a king? What is a leader? What is a savior? I could sit down and spend the rest of this week figuring out what each of those meant to each of you. And though there might be a few similarities, there would be more differences. When we think of a king, like I talked about with the kids today, we often think of those that are regal, perhaps aloof, dressed in fancy clothes. But Jesus had none of these. In fact, Jesus often did things the opposite way that we would normally expect a king to act. Jesus served instead of waiting to be served. He worked and lived among the people and did not lord over them. He forgave rather than punish. Maybe that is a king. Today is Reign of Christ Sunday, or Christ is King Sunday. And it is on today that we are called to celebrate Christ as the head of our church, the head of our very lives. But how can we call Christ a king? What is he king of? Even when Pilate does get Christ to call himself a king, he claims that his kingdom is not of this world. Just as we prepare to proclaim Christ as king, we must also prepare ourselves for riddles like that one, ones that don't always have a straight answer. Because each of our experiences in the world, because each of us experienced the world in a different way, the answer to what makes Christ a king is varied. Similarly, when we approach our holy texts seeking answers, each of us will find a different one. But, to be honest, you can search this book from front to back, from top to bottom. You can read in any translation that you want. Hebrew and Greek are the best. You will find a lot of rules in here. You will find many sayings that we have here today. Turn the other cheek, right? Eye for an eye, not a great one. But you will find no answers. Hard to hear, right? You'll find many stories, many heroes, many great leaders, like David. But you will find no truth here. How can this be? When we treat the Bible and its stories like one big riddle, one that's meant to be solved, we will be ultimately disappointed. Answers, truths, these are things that we can only discover for ourselves. And that is what our holy text is. That is what Christ strove to be in life. That is what the Holy Spirit is in our daily lives. They are a way to the answers, a guide to the truth. In fact, this is the answer that Christ offers Pilate when asked if he is a king. He says, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth." To testify to the truth. This is the good news of our gospel reading today, that in our lifelong search for truth, Christ is a willing guide. Because Jesus knew that his calling was more important, that his ministry for the kingdom meant more than his life. For Christ, his sacrifice meant more than death. It meant new life. And not just for him, but for all people. Today especially, that search for truth is important as we prepare to sit down and discern the future of our church. Following worship today, there is a congregational meeting that will shape our path forward. It is both exciting and terrifying, because for many, the way forward is shrouded in doubt, no matter which path we take. And so, we must be seekers of truth, followers of the way, questioning for sure, praying especially. And if Christ's own life is any indication, any source of truth, our path, like his, carries risk. But does the Holy Spirit call us to be comfortable or courageous? Does it not drive us to be daring in our faith? To see that chasm that lies before us, to know that without doubt we will perish should we fall, but to leap anyway, propelled by our faith, carried on the wings of that selfsame Holy Spirit. We are the seekers of truth. We are the dreamers of what might yet be. We are the builders of the kingdom where Christ reigns in love. May we ever be eager to seek the truth of the divine. with Christ as our guide, and may we live in the loving power of the Holy Spirit that whole journey long. Amen.